Light beer, dark money. Agree on something. Politics, culture, and the intersection of faith, freedom, and free enterprise. And now, live from the Star Worldwide Network studios, here are your hosts, Light Beer Chris Clements and Dark Money Sean Noble.
Welcome back to another episode of Light Beer Dark Money. I'm Sean Noble.
And I'm Chris Clements.
And this will be our last episode of the 2022.
Yeah, what a year.
What a year.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad the political season is never over, but at least in remission a bit.
In remission a little bit. Look, lots of stuff that unexpected. Some people expected, other people didn't. I mean,
well our predictions, none of them really came true.
Very, very few.
Yeah.
Very few. But it's behind us. 2022 is behind us. Now is the time to look forward. We have lots of opportunities. Hopefully, the economy will come back. Inflation will go down.
I mean, I don't know. Those are all great hopes.
I'm optimistic. So here's part of why I'm optimistic. Because the Democrats lost control of the House.
So they haven't really gotten the memo though yet.
Well,
you realize that?
Yeah. The omnibus. That's a problem. Whatever. I think they should do some stuff to do a rescission bill. But and we've talked about that. But I think from a economic environment and a business outlook perspective, if you look at how Washington can screw things up.
Well,
they can't do much damage now because anything the House passes is not going to get through the Senate, not going to be signed by the president. Anything the president wants is not going to get through the House. So the only things that will happen will be truly bipartisan, and that's probably a good thing. A Washington that is stuck at a standstill is not bad for the country, frankly.
No, gridlock is a good thing.
Gridlock is good. Generally, because that means they're not screwing up our lives.
Well, it means most likely we won't see any tax increases this next year.
No tax increases, no crazy out of control spending beyond what they just did.
Well, I mean, yeah. And hopefully we'll see some sanity coming out of the White House.
Mm.
I do think on the immigration side, you're going to see a lot of fireworks. I think Mayorkas is going to get brought up to Congress. I wouldn't be surprised if they, if he resigns.
He's going to resign.
Within the first couple months.
It's untenable.
Yeah.
What's happening. But there will not be any immigration reform because the hard right will not allow anything.
They're not going to allow anything for the Dreamers, and then the hard left won't allow anything that resembles, border enforcement. So right. It's a standstill.
Standstill again.
It's been that way for 20 years.
Right.
Our own Kyrsten Sinema made a statement on that the other day. She's trying to get people down here to the border to see what's really going on. And she's trying to be a leader on that, which we commended her for that. That's great. But, I don't think you're going to see anybody give at all. And meanwhile, it's a mess. I mean, I guess thank goodness for the Supreme Court and mm-hmm. staying Title 42 so that the administration at least has something in its quiver to hold back the flood of migrants.
But yeah.
But unless they lean on the issue, I don't think anything's going to happen.
Yeah. So I'm not going to make any real predictions for 2023 because all my predictions for 2022 pretty much were wrong. But I will say.
Well, I think we just kind of did. Mayorkas is going to be gone.
Okay.
I think that's true.
Yeah. All right. So that's one prediction. Yeah. That's a pretty easy.
That's an easy one. We'll just go.
I think. Well, now you got me thinking about predictions. Now I'm thinking about whether Biden decides to go ahead and run. I think he probably will. Here's a prediction.
Okay.
And I'm going to probably going to regret this.
I still believe he doesn't make it to next summer.
Okay. I will predict that Biden will announce that he's running. Who knows what happens after that? Okay. But he's going to announce he's running.
Great.
I also am predicting that Donald Trump is going to drop out before the first primary.
Ooh. And what is the basis of that fair prediction?
I think he's going to see his support continue to plummet. He's got legal issues that continue to weigh on him. And I don't think he, I think if he feels like he's going to lose, he's not going to do it.
Well, I think, I don't think he's really running.
Well, he's, that doesn't look like it right now.
I mean, it just doesn't. I think it's a ploy in many ways because of all the different legal entanglements he has himself in. And it just doesn't seem like to be, it doesn't seem a serious candidacy at this point. And so I would agree with your prediction. Maybe earlier than that. And then when does Biden drop out of the race? When they can't find the drugs to get him going, to get him in front of the... the teleprompter?
Maybe it's after it's evident that Trump's not going to run and the Democrats realize that Biden will get demolished by any Republican that's not Trump.
Well, yeah, completely. I would agree with that. I don't even think that's a prediction. I just think that's pretty much reality.
Come on, give me a little bit.
Well, but I just watch what's happening. It's just sad. We've talked about it on the show for kind of ad nauseum. I mean... We have a president who's drifting into, you know, Alzheimer's of all things, or dementia, or whatever it is, and he's propped up and put up and drugged up and put out there and then shuffled away, and it's a sad thing to watch, and it's impacting us on every level, economically, the social fabric, internationally. And nobody wants to do anything about it.
Well, yeah. So looking back, I would say that 2022, so here's the challenge for us and our listeners is do an assessment of what happened in 2022 in your own life. If you had goals or resolutions, how did that look? I was just doing this morning. I was doing a review of my 2022 resolutions and goals. And, you know, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too bad. A few things I need to definitely do better. But what was interesting for me is that I looked at what my goals for 2022 were, and I feel like things are pretty much where they should be. And so I'm going to continue. I mean, the big overarching stuff will continue into 2023. I mean, I'm going to tweak some things around the edges, but... You know, I feel very blessed.
Yeah, that's great. That's good. I have something called a roadmap that I go back and I look at and tweak, and it's this interactive spreadsheet, and you know, based on faith and family, and then you know, basically faith and even the you know professional stuff, and there's some larger goals that I think I have for myself next year and for this podcast and for other things that I'm working on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, maybe...
those assessments are important.
Maybe early next year we'll do a quick rundown of some things we're willing to share.
Absolutely.
And give some ideas to all of you out there. But one, as we wrap up 2022, I just want to say thank you for listening. Obviously we wouldn't exist but for your time, so we really do appreciate the time that you put in to listen to us. Love your feedback.
Well, and also I want to thank the great staff here.
Absolutely.
Especially Robin and the crew at Dave Pratt Star Worldwide Networks. We wouldn't be here without them.
Are you auditioning to be a voiceover talent?
I am not going to be a voiceover talent, though my voice is pretty you know, radio friendly right
nothing
now.
Nothing beats Rob's voice.
No, nothing beats Rob's nothing voice. That is true. You know, maybe he'll cut us a new intro this next year.
We'll do
a couple new things.
Yeah. I think we need to agree on something. I think we just need to dump it.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
Just a little too. I don't know. Because I don't always want to agree.
Well, I don't like agreeing all the time. I can be very disagreeable.
Some conversation is you know not yes. always going to be agreeable.
No,
what we need to the I think my goal in the overall tenor of American political subculture is we don't have to agree. Let's just be nice. Be nice. Be kind. We can totally disagree. Just completely disagree. But we can be nice about it.
That is a tall order.
I know.
In our body politic.
And I don't always do it.
And I don't necessarily disagree.
So
yeah, I go back to the great, you know,
be more kind.
The great words of Patrick Swayze in the movie Roadhouse: be nice until it's time not to be nice. You go, yeah. Well, I know that. I'll let you know.
All right. Well, if there's a message that I've got for you as we wrap up this year, it's be kind.
Be kind.
Be kind. Love someone.
You know, we had a guest on that we're going to be releasing on Monday, and one word that impacted me with that is be present.
Yeah.
You know, all the distractions, all the stuff that gets thrown at all of us every single day, it taxes us, and we're less present in our marriages, and with our kids, in our business, whatever it might be. Be present. You know, anything you're doing, be present and do it to the fullest.
So be present, and while you're present, be kind.
All right.
Very good. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy New Year.
God bless you. Happy New Year.
See you.